Okay, Achshav and Pirkei Avos is our 21st session. Baruch Hashem, you know, it's brought down to learn Pirkei Avos Dafka during the months of in between Pesach and Shavuos, and I feel it was such a shkacha. What we're up to now is really connects with the Avodah Erev Shavuos. Our learning should be in Schutz for the protection of Klal Yisrael and for Medina Yisrael and for Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. So we're up to Mishnah Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. I'm really clumping them all together. You'll see why. So if you look at page 1, Rav Vadia quotes the Mishnah. Chamisha Tamidim Hayul Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai had 5 students. Ve'eluhein, Rabbi Elazar Ben Hurkanis, Rabbi Shua Ben Hananya, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Rabbi Shimon Ben Asano, Rabbi Elazar Ben Arach. The reason why he's quoting this is because the Mishnah right before, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said, we're put in this world to be able to learn Torah. So now he goes through each one. Hu Ayaman Shvacham. He talked about the great praise of each one of them, which is the godless of a Rebbe in itself. And you were able to identify and look for the good and see the godless in each one of your Talmidim. Eliezer ben Hurkanes, Boris Sud, She'enum Abed Tipa. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Eliezer ben Hurkanes, he was a wealth of knowledge who didn't lose a drop. Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, Asha Yeladito, praiseworthy is the one who gave birth to him. Rabbi Yossi HaKohen was a chassid. Shimon ben Asano is Yorechei. Eliezer ben Arach, Himayim is Gaber. Kemayim Hamizgabi was a fountain of great strength. But I just want to focus on, for right now, I want to focus on Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanes, and you'll see why. So Rav Vadia quotes here, Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanes, he's a boor suit she'ena metapet tipa. Right? Before we get to Rav Vadia, let's just say let's say it outside first. Rabbi Sack said this on Shabbos. So yeah, we just had this chus to have Rabbi Yonis and Sack here on Shabbos. So on Friday night, Eva Chabura at Dr. Hillel Cohn's house, and he quoted the following. He said that the Mishnah says that he didn't forget anything. He was a wisdom of just a fountain of wisdom. So you just say, okay, shkoich, he had a photograph of memory. Rabbi Sack says that the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, which is written by Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanes, he says at the beginning of his learning, he could not remember a thing. And Yerushalmi, Rabbi Sacks quoted, he says that Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanes said about himself that no one came before him and no one came after him. So we see over here, says Rabbi Sacks, it's not the only fact that he had a photograph of memory. He didn't know anything. But that was his starting point. But his ending point, he was a boor suit she'enim abetipa. Oh, Shem Aleichet. He was a boor suit she'enim abetipa. He didn't lose a drop. But that's not how he was born. He was like Rabbi Kiva, but at 22. And so let's look inside over here. It says, Ma'aseh Rabbi Elazar, perfect time, Ben Hurkanes. Shehayah ben Esrim Ushtei Shtana. He was 22 years old. V'lola matora v'aviv Hurkanes hayo asher gadol. Not only was he 22 years old, but his father was rich. V'hayo lo sado sukramim. He had great fields and great vineyards. V'chekol sarozo l'chobana l'chorash l'zorosam. And each one of the children got great wealth. What happened? A few lines up from the bottom of Matzah. So Elazar ben Yosef bocha. One day he saw his son. What was he doing? He was sitting and crying. Amar lo aviv. His father said to him, Ibnei atamato bocha. Why are you crying? Shema mitzdar atasha asara shachah shal trashim. Maybe your field's not doing great. Don't worry, I'll give you a new field. Nason lo, returning out to page 2. Nason lo sada acheres tov imena. He gave him a new field. He sat his kid crying again. You just imagine the father. Just want your kid to stop crying. I could, we could all relate to this. And just here, take the piece of gum. Just stop crying. Gosh, right? He said, why are you crying now? He says, I want to learn Torah. This is a picture of Elazar of Nelson. This is a medrash, if you look at the end of the paragraph. He says, I want to learn Torah. His father says back to him, great parenting. He says, you're already 2 years old. You're already 22. What do you want to learn? Your life's over. Great parenting, right? Sorry for my sarcasm. How are you going to be able to go learn Torah? Go learn, get a wife. Have kids. And you'll bring them to the Beis Medrash and you'll get schar. Right, the Gemara says that the women get for bringing the children. It wasn't good enough for him. He said he was just getting more and more physical things, but he wasn't happy. What happened was Nigel Eliyahu Matzabocha Eliyahu saw him crying. He said to Eliyahu, "Mnei Hashanim Mevakish Lemo Torah. I want to learn Torah. Amarlo Im Tirtzel Lemo Torah All Eliyahu Shlaim Eitzel." Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'Tilma Torah. Go, Rabbi Yochanan Navi gave him the advice. Go to Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. Go to Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. Be able to learn Torah. Yerushalayim. very much in the news these days. Miyad Baruch Rabbi Elazar LeYerushalayim. Rabbi Elazar ran to Yerushalayim. Interesting lashon. He runs to Yerushalayim. Kishagi Eitz Rabbi Yochanan Shalos. Rabbi Yochanan ask him. Rabbi Yochanan Zaka ask him. Ben Miata, who are you? Lor Hatzal Hagilo. He didn't want to tell him who he came from. Show awesome. Haim Yamecha Lo Lamata Lo Kriyashma Lo Tvila. Do you know how to bench Kriyashma or Shmei Se Shmon Esrei? Lo Bekasa Mazon. Amal Olav. I can't do any of them. Can't say Shema. I don't know what Shmon Esrei is, and I don't know what benching. Amal Olav. No, I don't know. Amlo Amor VeAlmer Oschas Shalashtem. Stand up, and I'm going to teach you all three. And the rest of the midrash goes on, and he says that this whole thing happened. We see the Ratzon of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, that he came from 22 years old, that his father told him, you can't go get married. You're not going to learn. You'll bring your kids to the Beis Medrash. And what happened? He had such a cheshek, and he runs to Yerushalayim. And just my Rebbe Rav Weimiger says, when the idea comes to your head in the middle of a shiur, you shaykh to say it. So I heard from Rav Shlomo Katz last night. He was a musician, also a Rav and a Frat. So he said from the Majid to Rebbe, why do we call it Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh? It's not really Yerushalayim, it's Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. So he quoted the Majitzer, says, Ir is a lashon of his oyers. Ir is a lashon of awakening. That Yerushalayim is the city of awakening. It's the city of calling out to the Jewish neshama. When a Jew is in Yerushalayim, you feel different than you're in Boca Raton. But that doesn't just mean physically. A person could spiritually be by the Kotel and be in Los Angeles, or you could be in Boca and be in Yerushalayim. It's all where your head is, the Baal Shem Tov says, right? It's all where your head is. But Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. What's Ir? It's the awakening of the entire universe of Ruchnis. And this is Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus tells us. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus wasn't someone who was just born with a photographic memory. It was someone who came from nothing. And he said about himself, in Yerushalmi, that no one came before him and no one came after him. That's who he was, a Bor Suchi Ein Ma'abed Tipa. Just to be able to just see this inside, also, the Chavetz Chaim on page 3, they tell there's a story here that someone came to the Chavetz Chaim and he says, great. What's so great about Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a great photographic memory. Whatever he sees, he doesn't forget. I know plenty of people who have photographic memories. It's a gift. He didn't acquire it. Hey, exactly where are you, so to say. Even if someone has a photographic memory and is able to remember every little thing that they learned. If you have a photographic memory, it's great, but you're not going to be able to keep it unless you have the cheshek for it, unless you have the ratzon for it. So Chavetz Chaim is telling his students, don't just think that someone has a photographic memory, that's someone who's a great thing. No. To be able to have, to be able to learn Torah, to be able to see a Rabbi Sachs on Shabbos, it's mamash olam haba, hearing him talk about Gemaras and Bava Basra and Aruch HaShulchans and here and that. You're not just talking about someone who has a photo. You're talking about someone who has such a love and a hava, sincere, genuine love for Torah. It's his essence. It's his essence, and that's why it's mamash part of him. And that's who Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus is. And I think that's what Shavuos is all about. Shavuos is all about showing the Baruch Hashem how much we have, what our ratzon is, where we are in life. We want that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'sein Chalkinu B'Sorah Secha, as Al-Shech says, when we say those words to Shimon Esrei, V'sein Chalkinu B'Sorah Secha, give me my chelik in Torah. Not someone else's chelik, your chelik. Your chelik in Torah. So the next Mishnah goes on, talks about different things, but I just want to focus on a few things, right? So I didn't give you the Mishnah, but we'll do this Mishnah is really probably one of the most famous Mishnahs out of all the Mishnahs in Ava. So what happens to them, they ask all the students, or Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Amar Lem, Tzuru Ezu Yiderach HaShavar Shidbach Ba'adam. What's the best midah a person should have? Right, what's the best meat? I didn't give you this, I apologize, but we'll just do it out. Those are Omer, Ayin Tova, a good eye. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Chover Tov, a good friend. What does it mean to be a good friend? Look what the Tzva Semen says on page 4. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Chover Tov. Vam Ariel Megur Baal Tzva Semen. The Tzva Semen explains, you know what it means to be a good friend? How is that the best meat? Sheyiyehu Chover Tov La'amisov. It doesn't mean that you should have good friends. It means that you should be yourself a good friend. And if you yourself was a good friend, then you have all the midos. I always thought when I saw this Mishnah, it was always Chavar Tov means you should have good friends. And that's exactly how the other Mefarshim explain. But the Masa Hashem says, no. You want to have good midos? You yourself are a good friend. You're a good friend to your friends. You're a good friend to your family. You're a good friend to the Rabbonu Shalom. Ben Adam L'Chavar, Ben Adam L'Malkum. But look what Rav Simcha Bonim says. Rav Simcha Bonim explains it totally differently. Rav Simcha Bonim explains, Tzarech Adam Shielo Rei Neman. A person should be a reliable friend. Asher lefanav yuchel ligolos and nishmasu and kol mistavren shalom. Ma'losel, ma'grosel. You should be a good friend. You should also have good friends. You're able to say your milos and also your chesornos. Afilo is called Avir Shbiyado, Kihuda Lefan of Chaveir Ochira Hadulami. I'm not sure what he's calling that last line over there. Someone who's able to be able to even talk about your sins with your friend. A true friend, someone you're able to be able to talk about your whole life with. You're able to be so honest with. That's why in this week's Parsha, it's by Midbar, it says in Perek Gimel, I didn't give you that, I apologize. In Perek Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Ches, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu's neighbors were Yisachar and Zvulun. So Rashi quotes over there the famous Gemara in Sukkah, right? Tov the Tzadik, Tov the Shechina. When you're something good for the Tzadik, then his neighbors around them are going to be good. So Rashi quotes the famous Gemara that says, the famous Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rav of Klai Yisrael. Of course Yisachar was going to be great in Torah. When you have good neighbors, when you have good people around you, of course it's going to have an influence on you. It's going to have an effect on you. It says that's Davka, the Sefer Chassidim says that whoever you surround yourself with, that's who you become more like. Whoever you surround yourself more with, the things we see, the things we watch, the people we talk to, that's who we become. So we still cover Torah from the Sasemis. Is it mean to be a good friend to your to others, that'll show that you have good midos. We still cover tov means to actually just be a good friend. And finally, Avodas Yisrael Kushan says there's another way to be a good friend. What's a chaver tov? Page 5. Chaver tov, hu habore yisbarach, shetzarech ha'adam adabik atva ba'abore yisbarach shema. Says you want to know to be a good friend? Make the Rabbono Shalom your best friend. Be dovak in the Rabbono Shalom. Right? Not just yourself be a good friend or just to have good friends. You want to have the best midos? Make sure your best friend is the Rabbono Shalom. That wherever he goes, wherever you go in life, Kodesh Baruch Hu is right by your side. I thought that was powerful. Mekudrat Samagat. Powerful, powerful line from the Kudrat Samagat. And moving on in the Mishnah. So they're all saying these different things. So we got the Chavar Tov, and then one time it's the Rabbi Yossi Omer Shachin Tov, right, good neighbor. Rabbi Shimon Omer Haroah Sanolad, whoever foresees the future. But Rabbi Elazar ben Arach says, Lev Tov. He says, but everything that you guys just said is a lev tov. A good friend, a good neighbor, foreseeing the future, right? That's all about having a good heart. A good eye, it's all good lev tov. So the rest of our talk, we're going to focus on what does it mean to be a lev tov, and then we'll connect it to Shuas a little bit. So Rabbeinu Yonah, page 6. First he quotes the Rambam. He says, you want to know what a lev tov is? It means that a person has good midos. Because all a person's thoughts and actions come from your heart. Everything's just straight, everything's just good. At the end of the day, you're just happy with what you have. Just says the Rambam, you know what a lev tov means? It means to have good midos. But Rabbeinu Yonah says a few lines down, Akener lefarsh ki lev tov. What does it mean to have a good heart? Rotzo lomar midas haratzon. Lev tov means, a good heart means to have the midah of ratzon, will. Zehosav lunch, inuk saruch, misrach midas hakas. You're patient. You're slow to anger. You're far from anger. Umeshe banel barach. You're very careful to answer people carefully and sensitively. He says that's what a lev tov is. A lev tov is someone who's very careful with his, not only with his midos, but with his kas and with his whole persona. I think at the end of the day, we said this in the beginning of Sefer Omer, really the entire year of learning Perkei Avos, is that when we learn Perkei Avos, it's supposed to change us as people. It's not something that we're just learning out of their heads. It's supposed to change our midos. If you go to page 7, the B'nai Sosar says exactly this whole vort. And he says the whole idea of Perkei Avos, the whole idea of Sefer Omer is to acquire this Lev Tov. It says take the Gematria Lev, take the Gematria of Tov. Lev is 32, Tov is 17. 32, 17, 49. Psh, 49 days of Sfira. It says the B'nai Sfasa, the Avoida of Sfira Sa'omer is to acquire a Lev Tov. And the first time I heard this was from Rav Pesach Kron Shlita. I was mamish blown away.
Tov from Lev, you get 15.
When you take, say that again?
Take Lev, which is 32, yeah. And you subtract 17,
oh,
you get 15, which is
Yud-K. Oh, beautiful. Ooh, beautiful. Take 32 minus 17 is 15. Oh, beautiful. So Svarim say that really Lev is Atil Lag Ba'omer, and then Tov, we had to get ready for Matan Torah, is 17. Ain't Tov El Torah. The last 17 days, it's got to be Dafka Torah. But I like your word too. Beautiful. So he says over here, Akein Sovrim Kol Matan Torah, Minyan Memtes, Minyan Misper Lev Tov. This is the whole Inyan of Sfira Sa'omer, is to be able to acquire good midos. And not only good midos, He's able to acquire this good heart. Acquire yourself to being a good person, a good friend, and being sensitive and caring. I just had to throw this in because it was such a... It really has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I saw it and I had to put it in. He says, why is it? He quotes the Kiddush Levi in the top left, B'nai Saskar, the same piece in Maimon Yubayis, in Sfiras Omer. He says, why is it, right, Rabbi Sachs said this on Shabbos, why is it we don't say a Shechiyonu on Sfiras Omer? All right, so the Sommer Farshim say we don't say Shechiyonu because at the end of the day, your Shechiyonu is really covered from Pesach. Some Sfarim say that you don't say Shechiyonu because you're not sure if you're going to be able to complete the mitzvah. Because at the end of the day, it's 49. This, who says you're going to be able to get there? But listen to what he says here. Tam she'ein mevarchen shechi al mitzvah svira. Why don't we make a shechi al mitzvah svira? Dina mitzvah says svira hu ke'ein svira zayin ikim she'isha sovers l'bay l'tar. It's atam achar svirasa. He says svira so'omer is the 7 weeks. It's like the 7 days that a woman purifies herself before coming together to be with her husband. V'hinei kol g'magmasav t'shukat sozo la'gil yom ha'shmini. It says that at the end of the day, the whole essence of those 7 days of impurity, they're just preparation days. You're not pure on those days. They're days to be able to prepare. So it says the 7 weeks of Sfira are like the 7 days of the Nida, and the eighth day, right? The eighth day is Shavuos, and then we make a Shechiyonu, and then we make a Shechiyonu. The whole avodah of Sfiras Omer is not just for Sfiras Omer. The whole avodah of Sfiras Omer is purifying ourselves, just like the woman gets ready for her mikvah night, for the wedding night. And that's what Shavuos is. Shavuos is the Chasan and Kala coming together. Right? Famously, we said from the Vilna Gaon plenty of times. Are we going to say this on Yontif? A tabach artana mikol ha'amim, a hav to son of a tzitzit banu mikol, right? Mikol, right? So he says, a tabach artana refers to, when did Hashem choose us? Pesach. He chose us to be his nation. That was the engagement. He chose us. When did he show us his true love? When was the marriage between the chasan and kala? When did he give us his ring? Shavuos. 49 days later. Very short engagement, by the way. I mean, maybe for chassid, I'm not so sure. Right? 49 days. The ring of Torah, says the Gra, the ahava. And that's what it's all about. Chas and Kala coming together. That's the whole avodah of Sfiras Omer. And just to be able to close on exactly what a Lev Tov is. I've never seen this before, but such a beautiful, beautiful shot from the Avodah Yisrael, page 9. Says, what does this mean, a Lev Tov? He's on the underline. Lev Tov, Shalav, Shalev hu Lashon Lahav. Lev, a Lashon of heart. It's a Lashon of fire. Shetzarech Shetehe Halav. Sorry, by my underline, I was so excited by this. I put the line in the words, if you can't tell. That a person's heart is constantly going up. It's constantly just trying to be able to grow. And that's what he says in the last Mishnah of Elozim Anarach, is called Kemayin HaMizgaber. It's this fountain who's constantly strong fountain, just trying to grow and grow. So Lev Tov doesn't just mean good heart, or the Lev Tov doesn't just mean, the Bnei Yitzchak says, the days of Midos. It means the Lev Tov to be on fire. Lev Tov be on fire with Tov, on fire with Torah. Right? If you ever look at fire, fire is always going up. Fire never stays, never, right? Fire is always going up. A Jewish neshama is always going up. I'm sure, right? I didn't give you this, but I'll just say it outside. It says, why is it that a Jew, he can't just be happy with what he has? I mean, someone who's not from, he can't just be like not from. He has to like, you're going all out. So he said, you quoted the original Rebbe, he says that every Jew has a neshama. If he's not getting his pleasure in Judaism, you want to get your pleasure somewhere else. Jewish neshama wants pleasure. The ultimate pleasure is the Rabbon Hashem. The ultimate pleasure is Torah, is Ruchnius. If he's not getting the pleasure in Ruchnius, he's going to look for it elsewhere. A person's heart, the neshama, is always looking for more. Always lives, always looking for more. Reminds me of a story from the sixth Lubavitch Rebbe, the Rebbe Riyatz. There was a kid in yeshiva who wasn't doing well, and they were thinking of throwing him out. So they go to the Rebbe Riyatz, the sixth Lubavitch Rebbe, and they said, no, he's just a bad influence on the whole yeshiva. We have to throw him out. So he said, listen, okay, let's give him one more chance. Pesach's coming up. Let him be in charge of everything that happens in the yeshiva for Pesach. I guess in those days they didn't go home for Pesach or whatever. So he says, they put him in charge. They called him in and said, listen, we're empowering you. You have control of the entire yeshiva, with the meals, with the Seder. It's all on you. After Pesach, the Rosh Yeshiva comes to the Rebbe and he says, he's a different kid. Different kid. Everything's positive. What happened? He said, at the end of the day, he just needed to feel good about himself. You just need to get the fire going a little bit. You get his neshama, get his fire going a little bit. Instead of being negative, 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 give him something positive to do. Something positive to do, he'll be a different kid. He'll be a different child. And that's what he became. And as the story goes, he became one of the top talmidim of the whole yeshiva. But sometimes at the end of the day, we look at the end of Sfira and we say, you know what? Rabbanu Shalom, I did this over Sfira. I didn't take advantage of my Sfira Somer. Look what the Or Gedaliah gives us such chizik on page 10. He says, we always read Parshas Ben Mir on the right paragraph. We always read Parshas Ben Mir either right before the Shabbos, before this year, literally minutes before Shuas. He says, why is that? Right in the, by the brackets. Amid Parshas Ben Mir, ki Parshas Zu Nisgala Hashor Shekol Echem Yisrael. He says, why do we read Parshas Ben Mir before Shavuos? Because it's the essence of realizing that we all have a Jewish Hashama. As the Mishnah says, Pirkei Avos, Parag Gimel, Mishnah Yadalet, Chavivin Yisrael Shenikru Banu L'makom. How beautiful, how beloved are the children of the Jewish people. How beloved are as Klai Yisrael, because they're the children of their Bono Shem. Ahayinu She'ena Afila Enzan, She'ena Ma'ila Shenikru Banu L'makom, Be'etzim, Kmo Im Yodim Shu Kain. We have to know how much the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. A person has to know how much you have to love the Ribbono Shel Olam, how much the HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, why is it that we say, just parenthetically, sorry, again, coming from my memories, how is it the HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, how is it in Shema we have to love the HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, you want to know what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says? He says, what do we say right before Shema? We say, HaBocher B'Amo Yisrael B'Yahava. The Ribbono Shel Olam loves you. It's much easier to love someone when they take the first step first. No, when you get an argument with your spouse, with a friend, and they take the first step, it's much easier to say I'm sorry when they say sorry. I love you. Chodesh Baruch Hu says every day we say before Shema, HaBoruch HaBa Mo Yisrael BiYahavo. Then Ba'avto Shem Olcho. It's very easy to love the Ribbono Shel Olam. So at the end of the day, that's what we Bamidbar right before Shavuos, to know how beloved we are to Chodesh Baruch Hu. The Chodesh Baruch Hu counts us, right? Why does He count us? Because he loves us. And He says the last paragraph. He says that Amimachas Hashabbos Tisbruch Hamishviyom, and he writes from the last firm until the last minute before Shavuos, we're able to metaken all everything that we're able to be able to do the entire past 49 days. That at the end of the day, maybe there's something Ben Adam Malkum we weren't so great in Ben Adam the Chaver we weren't so great in. We could always go back to their bonus shom. So let's just review and then we'll just end with one Maisa. We talked about Elazar ben Hyrcan, his whole biography, where he came from. He was a Bor Suchi in Matat Ma'abe Tipa. So you would think he had a photographic memory. No. Says he said about himself, Rabbi Elazar, that he had a very hard time at learning. And the whole Medrash says that his father even told him not even to go learn. And he Davka had a rotzon that El Yonavi said, you have a rotzon, you're going to be able to go. He didn't know Shema, he didn't know Shemot Esrei, he didn't know Benshin. Right? Rabbi Sack said, okay, Shkoch, he had a photographic memory. No. That's not how he started, but that's how he finished. No one came to Beis Medrash before him or after him. And that's what the Chavetz Chaim said. Someone who could have a photographic memory, but at the end of the day, it means nothing. If he doesn't have the rutzah, if you don't have the willpower, it means nothing. And the next Mishnah, it says, what's the best midah to have? So Yeshua says, a chaver tov. Chaver tov doesn't mean just having good friends, but you be a good friend. You be a good friend to other people, that means you'll have all the midos. Simcha banim, simcha chasinim, means surround yourself with good friends. The Kushas or Magad said, to make a Kodesh Baruch Hu your best friend. But finally, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach comes to the rescue. Rabbi Elazar says, you should have a lev tov. So the Rambam says it means tikkun amidos. Rabbi Yonah says that you should be patient, be far from anger. But the Bnei Sazar says lev tov. What's lev tov? 49. Or you could say 32 minus 17 is 15. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. But 32 plus 17, it's constantly working on having a good heart. And that's daf why it's 49 days of Sfir Somer. And that's the whole essence of why there's no Shechayonu, says the Bnei Saskar. Quotes the question from the Baal Kiddush, from the Kiddush Levi in Parshas Noso. Why is there no bracha for Sfir Somer? Because Sfir Somer is only a pathway to the goal. It's the Zion Nikiyim for the Mikvah night. The Mikvah night of Shavuos. So it's beautiful, right? The 7 days of the 7 weeks of the 7 days. And the eight, right? Tamimos. That has to be Tamimos. And the 8th day is Davka Shavuos. And right, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Arach says, Lev Tov is the Lashon of love, a fiery heart. Just like you'll be able to go up and up and up. And a person has to feel good about themselves, like that we saw from the sixth Lubavitch Rebbe. We have to make sure that how much we know Chodesh Baruch Hu loves us, we love Him. Shanikra Bana Lamakum, not Tafka, why we read it from Amid, but right before Shavuos. Just to end with this Maisa, I said this story at my son's bris, Baruch Hashem, and Vur Shebechesed, in the second day of Sfira, not too long ago, Baruch Hashem. So there's a story, I didn't say it at the time, but I think I remember now, it was between the Trisker Magid and the Kotzker Rebbe. Their ways were very, very different, the Trisker Magid and Kotzker. Kotzker was very, very strong, Trisker Magid was, but they were the best of friends, with Weimargers, the best of friends. What happened was, sometimes they would send letters back within each other, and they would bring they always had Tamidim bringing it back. One time, one of the Tamidim, you know, he got a little interested and curious, and he opened up the letter. What was in the letter? Blank. The letter was blank. He goes over to his Rebbe, I think maybe it was the Trisker Magid. So Rebbe, what's going on over here? Why you're sending me miles and miles? You get to give him a blank letter. So he said to his Tommy, he said, at the end of the day, most of the time we send each other, there are things that there, you know, in Torah, there are things that we talk about. But sometimes when we're just want to show each other how much we're thinking about them, or how much we love them, how much we care for them, there's no words that we could write. We mamash leave a blank letter. Because that's what Shavuos is. Shavuos is mamash. It's the chuppah between us and the Rabbanu Shalom. How much showing the Rabbanu Shalom how much we love him. It's our rededication. It's coming back with one with the Rabbanu Shalom. It's the chasan and kala coming to get after the 7 weeks of sphere, after the zayin nekiyim. It's the coming together of the purification of klal. So we should be zochah bez Hashem. The beautiful Matan Torah filled with simcha, the hava, and great bracha bez Hashem. And we should be zochah bez Hashem to be makabel the Torah Yishlam Yerkodesh. Please God, bez Hashem. Yishlam Ira Kodesh, the Yishlam of awakening. Shkoyach.
Okay,
thank
you. Ira Kodesh, the entitlement of Shlom Miller, all the people came to the Yishlam, the homage to.